proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program. In looking at the items of the tabernacle in the Old Testament, we turn our attention to the laver. The laver stood near the brazen altar, that is to say, the outer court of the temple. The priests may have spent more time using the laver to wash their hands and feet than they did at any other piece of furniture in the tabernacle. The 30th chapter of Exodus contained the details for constructing the laver. God directed the Israelites to use brass in building it. The brass, interestingly enough, came from the mirrors owned by the Israelite women, which was recorded in Exodus chapter 38. Note that the narrative in Exodus did not provide the dimensions for the laver. The laver contained water for the priests to ritually cleanse themselves. Perhaps it had an upper and lower division known as a foot, used for washing hands and feet, respectively. Thus, the priests needed to bring a steady supply of water to the laver in order to keep the water contained therein from becoming stagnant and dirty. God did not prescribe the priests to wash themselves for hygienic reasons. The priests were to do this because of ceremonial procedures. If a priest failed to cleanse himself at the laver, dire consequences would ensue, because God decreed that, quote, "When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water, that they die not. Or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn offerings made by fire unto the Lord," unquote. Why did the priests then have to wash their hands and their feet at the laver? By doing so, they signified their need to become ritually pure before they could minister unto God. The priests had already received the total cleansing of their bodies when they were consecrated, according to Leviticus chapter 8. In a similar matter, a Christian becomes clean, spiritually speaking, when receiving Jesus Christ the Savior. However, believers need continual cleansing to counteract the spiritual defilement that results from contact with a Christ-rejecting world. In one sense, therefore, the water in the laver symbolized Jesus Christ cleansing his disciples spiritually. The priests in the tabernacle had to wash their hands and feet at the laver before they were allowed to minister unto God. Peter might have comprehended the significance of this obligation when, in John chapter 13, he asked the Savior to wash not only his feet, but his hands and his head as well. Yet, as Jesus Christ and his disciples journeyed to the Garden of Gethsemane, as recorded in John chapter 15, the Savior told his followers, quote, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you," unquote. In the New Testament, washing with water seemed to be a symbol denoting purification. In the second chapter of Titus, Paul wrote that, quote, "According to his mercy, he, God, saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost," unquote. The apostle also commented in the fifth chapter of Ephesians how, quote, "Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of water by the word," unquote. The laver reminded the priests in the tabernacle about the purity of the God whom they served, and how they, the priests, needed to be clean, vessels fit for their master's use. Christians would do well to follow James' admonition to, quote, "Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify ye hearts, ye double-minded," unquote. God still desires clean vessels to use in working his will and doing his work. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.